Pastor Eric has already talked about how nice it is outside. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just leave the doors open on a day like today and let God's beautiful breeze blow in here and maybe people walking by outside could hear us singing. Wouldn't that be nice? An announcement. Pat Hayes is back in St. John's Hospital in Springfield. Please pray for her to build up strength and for healing, to relax and be calm through the tough moments of this process and to feel God's love, peace, and comfort. They're hoping to do a CT scan Monday and find out what's going on. Please, no calls or visits for anyone wanting to send her a card. Her room number is 3168. And let's keep in our prayers and minds and concerns those who are mentioned on the, I'm going to say yellow, but somebody's going to correct me, the sheet that we've got here. Keep the sheet at home and in your concern this week. Now let's go to God in prayer. Father, we ask that your wind, your spirit, your purpose blow in here like a gale and anoint every person here. We ask that you would bring your mighty presence to us this morning and open our eyes and hearts that we may be closer to you. These things in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Homer. And thank you, Betty. I'm just jealous I didn't get a crayon book. Oh, got to grow up first? Boy, always something. The scripture for this morning, the one that we have a couple scripture this morning, but I would like you to turn with 2 Timothy to 2 Timothy with me. And for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, is 2 Timothy in the Old Testament or the New Testament? New Testament. Matter of fact, 2 Timothy is, it's right after 1 and 2 Thessalonians, well actually it's right after 1 Timothy, but the books of Timothy are right after 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Maybe it's about 7 books from Revelation, the end of the Bible. So if you would turn in your Bible or the Pew Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. If you would stand with me, put your finger in that place, and let us raise our Bibles above our heads this morning, and let's say this Bible pledge together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the first scripture that I'm going to read for you this morning is just one verse, so you don't need to turn to it unless you just want to. And it's taken from Psalm 119, verse 105. And we sang about this, didn't we? We could sing this, couldn't we, this morning? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119. And now 2 Timothy 3, verses 14 through 17, if you want to read along with me. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, the Apostle Paul says, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.